Well, you pet stylist, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and co-star of the show, Miss Barbara Bird. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Groom Pod, live number 12, also known as episode 246 on March 16th, 2020. We have an exciting live show for you guys. We are in the shop with Barbara, and we have Chrissy Neumeyer-Smith with us, and also we have Marco, who's going to be our model today. Going to be a difficult dog, and Barbara's going to fight with him. So it's Marco and Chrissy, Barbara and Susie. So everybody say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Top of the day to you.
I want to tell you about this fantastic new sponsor, and that is the Absorber Towel. The Absorber Towel from DogLoversTowel.com. It is changing my world. The Absorber Towel really helps me cut down on drying time. It has an interesting feel. It feels kind of like a cross between a sponge and a magic eraser flattened out into a sheet, and it's really quite durable. It is saving me laundry costs. It's saving me space in my mobile, and it's really quite a fascinating little tool. I'm keeping it in a container with vinegar inside, and it is so far working really well. I rotate them, but you know what? You can wash them in the laundry. You can leave them out to dry. If they dry out, you just rehydrate them. The ones that are cut in half, I can wring them with my hands without any pain at all. And I was really worried about that. So if you guys are interested in learning more about the Dog Lover's Towel, the Absorber Towel, you go to DogLoversTowel.com and let them know that the Groom Pod sent you. Barbara, I'm going to give it to you, and you go ahead and describe what we're doing here.
I would love to. I have to give you a little bit of the backstory before we just jump into the behavior problem. This is Marco. He's 6-year-old Maltese. I fostered him as a puppy to develop his coat and teach him how to do the show ring. And he was abruptly taken from me and sent away with a handler because the owner didn't believe in clicker training, which I was using for him. She thought it was bribery, and that if I didn't treat him in the show ring, he would fail. And so she sent him to a handler who believed in a little more tougher techniques. And then she had to reclaim him from the handler because she got phone calls that he was being abused on the showground. And when she went to the handler and reclaimed Marco, the handler told her, well, he bit me. So, you know, I had groomed him many times, and I had worked with him with clicker work. And he never liked his face being done, but we did it. And he never bit me. He has been a customer, however. He's very protective of me. But what has happened is that he will not let me do his face and whiskers. And it's horrible. So I'm going to show you. See how good he is about his top knot? I could play with the top of his head and his ears all day and never have a problem. And I can brush a little on his whiskers, but as soon as I start trying to go, what I would like to do is just like lop off the bottom. See how he gets? He's starting to kind of see the scissors, and we'll do this little petting with the scissors. He just, you know, like, who knows what happened to make him so fussy about, you know, he's a darling little Maltese, but I can't even, raising the foot already, go back to what we were doing, just a step back, one step forward and one step back. Over on this side of his whiskers, he's got remnants of a water-soluble shipping peanut, he thinks they make great treats, and it's cellulose, it's soluble, it's probably just fiber. It's not that I let him have them, but he finds a way to either knock over a box, or he will eat out a corner of a plastic bag full of peanuts and help himself, or he will find a way to get peanuts in his beard. So that's what we're dealing with right here. I need to kind of comb that out or break that apart. I'm gonna, and here he goes. See, he doesn't, now, what's the difference between that I'm combing him up here or I'm brushing him down here? I don't get it. We've had many long talks, a few wrestling matches. That's a good boy. You could do it. I'm going to now up the situation by attempting to comb it a little bit. And I try to be very delicate. Impossible to do any real styling of this dog's face. So I'm glad that our good friend Chrissy is here to see me struggle with my very own dog. How embarrassing, right? I can't even groom my own. I have two dogs. I have two Maltese, and I can't groom either one of them. You know, the littlest one, which we call Little, she had to be taken down with a 10 blade. She can't even tolerate a 7 blade on her legs because it pulls a little bit, and she just goes screaming crazy. So I don't know. Just one day I might think I'm a pretty good groomer, and then I try to groom my own dogs, and it's terrible. Now he let me, how nice, he let me get that booger out of the corner of that one eye. That's a good boy. I like that. Let's see if I can do the other one.
What are your thoughts, Chrissy?
So there's a lot going on there. So what I'm seeing is there are a couple of opportunities where he's being really good. And I think you're falling into the trap of, oh, good, he's finally holding still and I can do more, instead of backing off a little bit. So while he's being good, back off and you know, brush a foot or something, you know what I mean? And then go back to it. Setting him up for a success. Does that make sense? Where you're kind of looking at like, oh, hey, that was really good. And being calm puppy, I back off. And then we try again as a separate repetition. Because I think while your hands are still on him, that's the same repetition. Because I think that there are opportunities in there where he's being really good. And if we pause while he's being good and do something else that he's okay with, he's learning, oh, they do back off when I'm being good. I think as groomers, we kind of push ourselves to continue. We're like, oh, finally, he's holding still, and I'm going to go just nibble a little bit more, and let's do the second eye. But if you spend a little bit of time, like right now, he's being great, move on, brush a tail a little bit. Or even if you were using a clicker, click and cookie.
I'm holding in my hand the peanut.
Well, there is the cherished peanut. But if you're holding it in your hand and get him calm, and then back off, and then put the brush near it, and then back off. It's the backing off that a lot of dogs start to relate to. Because every time they struggle free, or you end with them struggling, it means that struggling for that long worked.
Yeah, I don't like to give in to his struggling. I don't like struggling to pay off.
Right.
But the not struggling should pay off.
Exactly.
That's one thing I notice about my owners, is that if I have their dog on the table and it's acting like this, they would be saying, that's a good boy, that's a good boy. I do know not to do that.
So let me get my little guy over here and I can show you a little bit what I'm talking about, just because I happen to have a little dude hanging out on the couch behind me. Hold on a sec.
I didn't know she had a little dude. I thought all your dudes were big dudes.
This is a sleepy little broccolini going on over here.
I love it.
As soon as I try to put my hand on his beard, he escalates the behavior again. See, here I've got him by the beard, and he's going to try to push my hand away with his paw. He's going to try to wiggle out. Now what I'm doing is I'm doing something that he likes while holding his beard. And look it, he's letting me do it. He's letting me hold his beard while I brush his head and ears that he doesn't mind. That was interesting. Okay, good boy. That was real good. I think that was a breakthrough, Chrissy. Good boy.
So I've got one of my little guys just over here napping behind me. But if there was something on him that he was worried about, if I could get him relaxed into my hand, right? Like we've got a little bit of wibble wobble, some relaxing. but if I get him to a point where he's like, oh, okay, that would be the time to, good job, back to a tail. Right, back to something he's comfortable with. And then, okay, let's try a little bit more. I think what you're doing is you're kind of at the face and you're like, okay, a little bit more. And you think this is a break. But this one's not really a break. That's still the challenge. The challenge is still all head. So taking an actual break and like, oh, let's take a look at this or whatever it is. And then back off to something that he's okay with. And then a second repetition. Let's try a little bit more. And then we can also do things like, okay, here's that peanut. That's the thing I'm going to need. Now with the brush, without brushing, and now back off, do something else. We got foot, you know. Back up. Okay, we got the peanut, and here comes the brush, and brush. We can kind of put it into a context for them.
I totally get it.
I can hear you.
Okay, so what she did is she was touching her dog on like the head or the face or the target area that he didn't like, and then when he relaxed into it, kind of, then she went over and grabbed his tail, which he doesn't care about, and she messed around there, and she actually gave him, I don't know, a good 30 seconds of a break, and then she went back again, so that there's actually a physical reward that, where you can see the dog relax into it, and then she comes back. I don't know, does that help? So here we can see Barbara again. She's working on the dog.
Working on his tail. And by the way, this is a wet brush. It's a soft brush. Got purple round tips on it. I think these are silicone pins. It's not the stiff one that I rave about, but this is a soft wet brush that seems to be very good on the fine Maltese hair.
So Chrissy, since this is Barbara's own personal dog and she's around the dog all the time, would you suggest that she mess with his face like when they're watching TV and stuff like that or hold his beard? Does that make it worse?
You know, I would say the point where he's comfortable is always the point that you want to work at. But like I grabbed his dew claw or whatever that little point of worry is. And where it's comfortable is where you kind of go, hey, yeah, that's great. And then move on to something else. But keeping it comfortable, not necessarily like a gotta teach you about your dew claws, you know. But because he is your own guy, there's also stuff you can do where you're like, okay, there are points on your dog's body that he doesn't mind being brushed and doesn't mind being scissored. So if you tell him, now I've got craft scissors out, scissor, and then you make that scissor noise, which is sort of that click, click, click noise, like scissor, okay, scissor under your chin. Or under your tail, or wherever that place is, because he's your dog, he's going to start picking up on like, oh, okay, and now we're calm, and lining up scissors, and scissor, and stop, instead of scissor until I'm done. Does that make sense?
I think I heard that.
You'll have to go back and watch the video, definitely. And it turns out with three of us, the audio is a little spotty, so I'm sorry about that. We've got like 9 people watching. We were actually up at 28, and I think we lost a fair amount because the audio's a little rough. So, guys, I apologize for that. Oh, man, there's 11 comments. I've been spacing off. Does he have teeth issues? Bobby Bauer wants to know if he has teeth issues. He does, right?
Have what issues?
Teeth. Dental.
Mental issues?
Fall apart over here. Dental, teeth. That does his mouth hurt?
Oh, teeth issues. Yeah, he have a dental. Some of his teeth have fallen out in the front. My little Maltese, she has terrible teeth and she can't chew a lot of things. I kept her compensating. She'll suck on something until it softens and then she'll chew it. And he doesn't seem to do that. So I don't think that it's a teeth issue, because even when he had just had a dental, he's been like this. He's been like this for a few years now.
See, now, right now he's being good, and I'd give him a break and back off to something different. Brush a paw or something, because he was actually being really good. And think about that as a reward for being good, that we move on to something different, even though we're not actually totally stopping. Sorry, I just spotted it in the moment and wanted to...
No, it's good. That's why you're here. He's definitely using his feet a lot.
And because you calmed him down, now put the brush down.
I'm trying to pry my hand off of his beard.
But once he stopped and you calmed him down, set the brush down and give him a break. Yeah, there you go. Because he did calm down and he did try. So we have to kind of think of those as like little give and take. Like, okay, you did try for me and I can back off. The more that we back off while they're being good, the more we're setting them up to think that being still isn't scary and that they don't need to struggle, but also that we are listening, so that you might give a more subtle cue instead of a full-blown, I'm going to wiggle and poke my own eye out.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good for that.
Picking up the clippers, I'm cooking him. I like him to have a smooth body, and then it's kind of an Asian thing I like to do with him. I'm having flared legs.
He seems pretty good for that. He just doesn't like the beard.
He's a good boy about that.
So now that he's being good with that, backtrack and go back to the beard for a second. Because it just gives you another chance to say, okay, let's try again. I'm one of those weird groomers who likes to do faces first, circling back to those little troubled areas. There you go. And now back off again, because look how good that was.
That was good.
Yeah.
And he will let me, now check this out, he will let me hold the center of his beard to clip his chest, but he won't let me hold the center of his beard to brush out his beard.
Sometimes that's a matter of discomfort around their faces and their teeth. And, you know, while you didn't have him, somebody might have been holding his face closed while they were doing faces. It's one of the common things I see owners do and other non-dog groomers. People who aren't dog groomers aren't necessarily thinking that they're clamping a nose and mouth shut. So some dogs are pretty sure that we're going to suffocate them.
Poor guys.
And it doesn't take long to learn that. Where they're like, nope, somebody suffocated me once, and I'm just going to avoid that from now on. But when you're just holding a chin, you're not usually holding a face closed at the same time. So it is different.
So Chrissy, on a dog that has a particular area of discomfort, I'm picking up that your suggestion is to work a little bit there, then go somewhere else, then go back and forth, rather than trying to get the whole thing done at once?
Yes. Okay. And to break down what you're trying to do, because sometimes it's a matter of breaking down, I'm going to touch you in this area. I'm going to touch you with a tool. I'm going to touch you. By the way, this tool makes noise, and this is the noise it makes before I put it on you. This is how we back off. When you're good, we back off. And sometimes I'll introduce a tool like on a shoulder as opposed to like on their face. Like, okay, you know, here comes the brush. 1, 2, 3 brush strokes on your hip. And then 1, 2, 3 brush strokes on your ear, 1, 2, 3 on your trouble spot. You know, we'll call it the trouble spot. Just to give them a chance to understand like, 1, 2, 3. Because I actually like teaching things like a countdown, you know, like 1, 2, 3. They start getting used to like, it's going to be over in 1, 2, 3. As long as I can hold myself together and not be a goober head who tries to bite the scissors.
I count the toes down, the toenails. So they know when I'm done with each foot. And then I say one more and one, or here's the last one. And I do it every time. And now it's like OCD for me. I can't let it go. I do a lot of counting, as a matter of fact, that I can't let go for some reason.
That's really good.
They seem to, well, I think they're paying attention.
There's a way to test that out, though.
Okay.
There's a way to test that out if they know what you're talking about or not. Because I'll tell you what, there are times where I say things like left foot, right foot. If I reach for a right foot and tell a dog it's a left foot, the dogs that I normally groom will look at me like I have lost my frickin' mind. So, like, they have a response to it. And if I'm like, you know, okay, and 1, 2, 3, stop. You know, like, if I continue on to 5, they're like, what? This isn't right. So
you just pointed out to me that when I count down for the dogs, when I lift them, that they always jump on three. It's like they know. Well, they do know because I do it every time, and they are listening.
Every time. Yeah. It's like a chip bag. Nobody teaches their dogs to alert to a chip bag. They figure it out.
Yeah. Barbara, it's really fun to watch you groom.
And look how good he's being right now with his face. And then he lost his happy thoughts for a second. So just stop again.
We've all been there. Your appointment shows up and it's a matted mess. The products you choose can make a huge difference in the end result. The Ultramax line by Best Shot is the perfect solution. It was engineered for serious professionals to get dirty jobs done right. The Ultramax system starts with the shampoos. Ultramax Pro is a dilute as needed shampoo. Use it directly on the coat for degreasing, 15-to-1 for deep cleaning, 50-to-1 for light cleaning, or anything in between. It's perfect for recirculating bathing systems. And there's also Ultramax Clarifying Shampoo. Ultramax Pro Conditioner is so light but so powerful. It has Best Shot's special coat-releasing technology for superior de-shedding and de-matting. It never adds drying time and works great in recirculators. And a body splash. The whole Ultramax line features a modern sweet pea fragrance. This isn't your grandma's perfume. It's delightful. Whether it's Ultramax, One Shot, Ultra Wash, or any of the Best Shot lineup, you can expect the finest quality and true performance. They'll help you make masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. Find Best Shot products at quality distributors and online at bestshotpet.com. I know there's 8 million people talking about coronavirus, but things keep changing so quickly. And it's fascinating. It's an interesting social study for all of us, really. But I posted up on our Groom Pod discussion group, facebook.com/group/thegroompod, the video that Karina put up where she talked all about it. She's a scientist. She was a scientist in school and she's a groomer. So I did put that video up, but I thought we should probably, since things are getting pretty serious out here, talk a little bit about it. I am, of course, in ground zero big time here in Washington State, and we've got 42 deaths, and out of them, 20 or so are from one particular nursing facility. And APF was canceled halfway through. Hey, did you go to APF?
No, a little bit too far for me.
They canceled APF, I guess, Saturday afternoon and just didn't do Sunday. And here we've had our governor issue a request that no gatherings of 50 people or more happen and that everyone keeps 6 feet away from everyone else. And all businesses that are not essential are shutting down. You can't even run a barbershop or a hair salon or a nail salon. You've got no restaurants, no bars, no sporting events, no theaters. The grocery stores are still open with limited hours, and so are the pharmacies. But we are on full-on lockdown here in Washington State. It's a trip. The traffic is like 1970s. There's nobody on the roads. There's nobody out and about. For a mobile groomer, I'm in heaven because I can drive wherever I want and never encounter any traffic. So I'm enjoying that part about it, but it's very strange.
You know, I've been grooming for over 15 years now, and the way they have developed this with it being able to custom fit your hand, I try to go pick up any other shear now, and I say some bad words in my head because I don't want to stand on my head to scissor the inside of a leg anymore. Like, I can do everything with keeping my wrist straight, and it's made such a huge difference. Because I'm 44 now. I feel like I came into grooming late in life, and I want to be grooming as long as humanly possible because I love it. We don't realize how much bending our wrist and tweaking our bodies to get into strange positions doesn't just affect your wrist. It doesn't just affect potential carpal tunnel. It affects your shoulder and your neck and your back and your hip. And when you're having to hold yourself in a weird position to reach a place on a dog, it throws your whole body out of whack. That's why I love working with them, because I honestly love the product and I wouldn't want to groom without them. It is really, really nice in this day and age with, you know, so many huge corporations to have a mom and pop business, to have legitimately a family type business, because I feel like even though we're not blood related, I feel like I'm part of their family. And if you contact us on Facebook for a customer service issue, it's either myself or Abby. We are the customer service department. It's that kind of small business. And we really do try to keep everybody happy.
Give us all the information. Where can we find all things Evolution Shears?
All things, well, we have a Facebook page. We also have a website, evolutionshears.com. And because we love our GroomPod family, if you go on the website and put the coupon code GroomPod, you get $10 off each shear.
Has it affected you guys much?
We have less than 10 cases, confirmed cases, and no deaths here in Tucson. Maricopa County to our north, which is more largely populated, I think has a couple more than we do. So can you see my aromatherapy going? Am I showing you, or are you seeing me?
I see your aromatherapy.
Okay, so this That's is great. One of the, can I kind of run you through some of the things I've done in my shop?
Yes.
This is a new aromatherapy diffuser that I found in my for sale stuff that I haven't sold. So I brought it to the shop, and I'm using my own blend that was originally called Healthy Shop. And Sandy at Show Season renamed it when she started the K9 and You brand. And she renamed it Healthy Home. But it's a lemon base with lavender and eucalyptus radiata, ravincera, which is a antiviral, and a little touch of geranium for nice fragrance. It's one of the things that they will notice first when they walk up to my counter is that it smells real good and something's going on, right?
So you don't want to just use method or something that might work. You really want to use EPA approved cleaning.
Oh,
products.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. If that was true, we would have to be using chemicals on our hand. Soap and water kills the virus.
Okay, so that's
soap
true.
And water. Yeah, soap
it is
and
not
water.
A hardy virus.
I am not going nuclear chemical. Because of this virus. Steam cleaning, the heat kills the virus. I've heard it. And I heard another thing this morning. I heard an interesting little point, and that's that you need to hydrate while this is going on, because hydration helps the little hairs inside your nose resist the virus.
That's definitely true if you're not living in a state that's had 42 people die and most of them are over 70. So I'm going to pull out the bleach or the 256 or the UV light just because I'm in ground zero. I'm not as worried about you down there, Barbara, but up here.
No, I'm not worried about it. If I lived in Washington, I would not do all of those chemicals. They're awful. Those chemicals can cause more damage to your respiratory system than the virus.
Okay.
Everybody has to do what makes them feel comfortable facing this god-awful, unprecedented situation. Makes it you feel better to use Clorox. I won't use Clorox on anything other than the nozzle on my Bathing Beauty.
Well, I'm certainly not going to make it a lifetime change But for right now, I have old people that I care about. So I'm going to be extra careful. I'm going to leave that surface damp with whatever it is I'm using for 10 minutes, because that's what it says on the instructions.
While alcohol will kill it within 20 seconds.
Yes, and there's alcohol in most of the products, but like I said, I'm going nuclear here in Washington State. Where you are, not a big deal, but I'm 10 miles from the area where 20 people died. You know, that's pretty doggone likely that I'm going to rub elbows with this virus at some point in time or another. So I'm just taking extra precautions for myself. I'm wiping down.
So I have a question for you guys. My question is, I usually put dogs in a tub first, but I want people to start thinking that how many of us snuggle our dogs, kiss our dogs, and send them to the groomer. So, you know, if we're even though we're keeping that 6 feet away, we should also be thinking about, okay, well, what kind of things just got sneezed on this dog or snuggled in or kissed on, and just putting them straight in the tub. Now, does hot water and soap do the same thing on a dog as it does when we're washing our hands? So I'd assume so. So I just think it's kind of prudent for us as groomers to, like, all right, well, for now, not do prep work and just straight to the tub and wash all that.
I never do any prep work anyway, unless it's just a real once a year kind of situation.
And how many of us, when we hand the dogs back, give it a cuddle and kiss the dog's head? Don't do it.
That's why I have the crate out front, because what we do is we finish the grooming. We put the dog's collar, which has been wiped down with alcohol. And I have alcohol where I've added some lemon oil and Melaleuca oil. So it smells good, and it's just kind of giving it an extra little boost. By the way, alcohol from the dollar store is not good. You know why? It's only 60%. And in order to be effective against bacteria and virus, it has to be 70%.
Okay, good to know.
Okay. I've also read previously that it's not so good to use the 90% alcohol. You want the 70% alcohol. That's the most effective disinfectant.
When you're taking the money, do you think about that?
I have the gloves for that.
Okay.
We will wear gloves to handle the money and the credit card.
Yeah, you can also hold the little square thing out and they can insert their credit card and pull it back out and never touch anything that way. Also, you can use Venmo or Square or any other of those electronic transfers to transfer the money into your account without having to touch the money either if you're that worried. I'm not that worried. I personally think I had it already. I think I had it when I got back from Universal Studios. For about 2 weeks, I felt like someone was standing on my chest, maybe 2.5 weeks, maybe even almost 3. I never got anything worse than that, but it was very weird, and then it went away, so I never gave it any thought. But just knowing that could have been fibrosis or whatever, inflammation in my lungs, and that I fought it off, I have a suspicion that I had it at some point in time. But they're not saying that that gives you resistance, which I thought was interesting. They haven't proved that yet.
No, but they think so, and in fact, there's one study going on.
So as a mobile groomer, I'm going to take my kennel lead in, and I'm going to get the dog with my own lead, and I'm going to do it at the door, and I'm not going to go in the house of anybody who's compromised, anybody who's older. I'm just not even going to go in the house. Normally, going in the house is part of my deal. That's where the stories get told.
You should do that for everybody. So let me get back to this. I'm sorry, I interrupted myself with doggy adventure here. I'm just pinned. I have one TV on CNN 24/7, and the other one is on MSNBC 24/7. I went to Fox News this morning just to see how they were handling it, and they're handling it pretty much the same way. There's a lot of answering questions and stuff like that. But they have found is that there's a possibility that they're very concerned about the health of the healthcare workers. And there's already a couple of emergency room doctors that have come down with the thing.
We have one in Washington State.
They have determined that the blood of a person who has had it and recovered can be used to treat someone that comes down with it, the blood.
Okay.
Because it's got the antibodies in it.
Okay, well, that would lead me to believe that then I might have some, if in fact I had it, that I might have some resistance, which makes me feel a little bit better because I will continue to go to work till they tell me not to, since I am able to keep a 6-foot distance between me and everybody else, and I'm only going one-on-one, and when I go to the gas station, I put my gloves on, and I don't go inside. So I think as a mobile groomer, I think I can keep going.
Well, and the other thing that I'm going to do, and I already had an inquiry this morning, one of my terriers, one of my regular hand-stick terriers called me. The terrier didn't call me. And
arf,
said that
arf,
if I she was planning on bringing Hildy in this week, but if I wanted to cancel, she totally understood and she would still pay me. What a nice customer, huh?
By the way, we should be, in my opinion, waiving cancellation charges for people who freak out. And I'm not so concerned about the last minutes and the lates and stuff like that. It's all good. I'm going to be a really good service provider and let things like that just happen. It's fine. Marco agrees.
How can these stupid men walk right past? I have a huge decal on my front door of a dog and a cat in a sudsy tub. I have dog pictures on my window. I have, you know, everything. And I have a sign above the door, dog grooming. How can they just walk in here and then think that something's wrong with my place because it doesn't have any guns?
Yeah, I know. I find that pretty funny myself. The gun store, one door down. Barbara's place, not a gun store.
Not a gun, no guns here. You know, like, I think we should be a screening device. That if you actually set foot in the dog grooming shop looking for guns, no guns for you.
That's right. You are absolutely cut off.
Dumb fuck, no guns for you.
So, Barbara, what's new over at show season? I got an inkling. A little bird told me there might be something coming down the pipeline. What is it?
Yeah, I'm excited because show season now has hemp conditioner. So we've already reviewed and appreciated the hemp shampoo that they have. It's a non-sulfate shampoo, seems to be very mindfully formulated. And in the past, what we would do if we wanted to have additional conditioning, more serious conditioning, we would use their hypo conditioner. But now they have a conditioner that's been formulated to match up with the hemp shampoo made by the same formulator. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. I just got wind of it. So we'll try some out and get back to you on that.
I love this about show season. They're always looking for ways to better the products. They're looking for new things they can infuse in there. They're so willing to work with our ideas, and they're just great people over there, aren't they?
They really are, and they really do listen to groomers, and they're always upgrading and improving and adding to, and if there's a certain fragrance that you just got to have in the shampoo, you need to tell them about it.
Yeah, that's cool because they are also environmentally thoughtful, and they're trying to keep their local sources, and yeah, no, they're great people. And if you guys want to support a great company like Show Season that supports the Groom Pod, you can do so by going to their website, showseasongrooming.com. And if you haven't already, set up your wholesale account and do that on the phone. Their phone number is 678-382-0218, or email if you already have their setup. But really, they're at lots of local distributors. They're all over the place. I think that they're at Groomers Mart, but I know that they're at Cascade Grooming Supply.
The other thing that I'm doing is that I'm going to try to create a message on my appointment confirmation that says what we've done here. Changes have been made to ensure your safety. And I may just text everybody the day ahead and remind them that we are prepared.
Are you doing anything like that, Chrissy?
You know, I'm just taking individual customers by, you know, conversations with them. Because I don't have a brick and mortar, there's no place for people to come to, you know, so I just talk with them individually and just find out what they what they feel is going to be work for them, you know. And anybody who's high risk, I won't go to because I don't want to, you know, accidentally track something into their house.
I normally text everybody the night before, but if I've got people at risk, I'm physically calling and having a conversation with them to make sure that they're comfortable with me coming, that they're not ill, you know, because if you were ill, remembering your dog grooming might not be on the top of your list, especially if you made the appointment 2 months earlier or something like that.
In the overall scale of things, dog grooming pet baths does not count as an essential service. You know, we have to admit it. You know, we are... We are skippable, but mostly I think I'm going to have customers that are loyal to me that are going to want to come anyway, but I'll find out.
If you were in Washington State, like I said, they're shutting down the barbers, the hair salons, and the nail salons. So if we were in a shop, we might be forced to shut down.
Yeah, those places have people congregating. Those places have more than one person in there at a time.
Yes.
And physical
touch. I only
have
one. I'm not mobile, but I only have one, at the most, two customers in here at any one time.
Yeah, they're stressing the biggest thing. The biggest, most important thing is that 6-foot barrier in Washington.
So
that's what they're telling us.
Yeah, that's what they're telling. That's what I'm getting, too, and that's what I'm getting on all three cable news channels.
I will say this. Because I'm having the physical conversation with the people that I think are at risk and I'm texting everyone, you know, let me know if this isn't okay. I'm not too worried about it, but it's going to really hit our overall economy here in this particular state. And I hope that you guys, I hope it doesn't go everywhere. And I hope you don't end up with the complete freak out panic that every small business is having here. The big business, the interesting thing is everyone's working from home. I mean, people who didn't think they could work from home are finding out, guess what? You can work from home. So that's kind of fun. That helps me with my scheduling because all of a sudden lots of possibilities open up that didn't exist before. So I think that's good, but I am a little bit numb to the here's what I'm doing to protect you in my business emails and messages. I'm not even listening to them anymore because we're all seeing so much of it that I'm going to assume you're doing that for me. So I'm not going to go and put it on my message yet. You know, who knows, depending on, we're looking at 8 weeks of this minimum here in Seattle. So I guess we'll just be in it for the long haul. Chrissy, thank you for just spontaneously joining us this morning. It was so cool.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for spontaneously thinking about it. It was fun.
Well, I have to do some cleaning around here. I'm just like really upset about what I'm running into as I move stuff around. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to go home and watch it again and listen more carefully. And then we will continue. I think we really gained some ground with Mr. Marco today. It's almost to where I could maybe scissor something. So I'm excited about that. I really appreciate your help, Chrissy. It's so embarrassing to have your own dog be incorrigible.
No, that's the thing about pros, is that we take on dogs that are a little bit more tricky. Like, I have two dogs that are formerly dog aggressive that I will never, ever just blindly trust around other dogs. And people think, well, you're a trainer, it'll be fine. I'm like, no, I'm a trainer, I'm always on my guard.
And if she drops off, we'll know that we've lost her permanently. But guys, thank you so much for being here this morning on Facebook. I really dig this whole live thing. We're going to try to do some more live stuff, especially for Patreon. And I can't get enough of Chrissy. Oh, Barbara's moving. No, that's old. I'm looking at her over here. She's not moving over here.
By the way, Susie, I did notice that you referred to a target behavior. I'm so excited when groomers start talking things like target behaviors. I'm like, oh, this is so exciting.
Oh,
I love when groomers start tech talking.
Oh, I just am so into the training part, but only as it applies to what I do. But I think I just dig it. I dig it a lot. I love modifying behavior in the dogs. It's so fascinating. And I'm using it all around my house too. And it's your fault entirely, pretty much.
That's
because
great.
I listened to your show and I was like, oh, I'm doing that. Oh, I did that anyway. Oh, I'm on the right track. And I get all this great support and it's really fun. And I can't thank you enough for doing your show. It's my second favorite podcast about dog grooming. I love hearing my own self talk. So.
It's my second favorite too.
Okay, well, I think we've lost her for the day. Yep, there she went. She just dropped off.
Yep.
Okay, guys, have a great afternoon. I have four cords of wood to stack. We ran out of wood. I hate it when that happens. So I'm going to go out and stack wood. What are you doing today?
I'm going to record tomorrow's podcast.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it.
74 comes up tomorrow.
All right. Yes. So don't miss Creating Great Grooming Dogs. Don't miss the Groom Pod. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you again soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com or Barbara at barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.